comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this beautiful place we call Earth, thanks for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on Earth. It's the show where you matter. Let me remind you very quickly, as I always do, be sure, if you have not yet subscribed to our free weekly newsletter, it's called The K-Files. And if you haven't subscribed, be sure you do. You just go to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. And at kevinsmithshow.com, you'll see a link that says K-Files. Click it and subscribe. It's free. There's no reason not to. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. Also, during the show, over in the members area, we have a chat room. And people are gathering in the chat room and talking, chatting about the show. That's kind of being moderated for us by Mike from Kentucky. You hear him call in. You've heard him many times call in. And Mike from Kentucky is sort of moderating the chat in there for us. Not sort of. He is moderating the chat for us. And so let me urge you, if you want to kind of get you a cup of coffee and sit around and chat with some folks during the show, our chat room is a good place to do that. And I encourage you to do it. You know, back in 2000, the year that this show was born, I did the first of the shows that I've done about biochip technology, chipping people. In 2002, I did some shows about the first humans to get biochipped. Over the years, I've done a number of shows about biochipping, and I have consistently warned that we were being herded toward global chipping of every human on the face of the earth and toward global government and a global currency. Some of you think global government and a global currency would be a good thing. I do not. I think it will be manifestly evil. However, whether you think it will be good or whether you think it will be evil, it appears to be becoming a reality, and it's gaining momentum. It isn't really just around the corner. It's already rounded the corner, and we're headed for it head on. We are just about to take another huge leap forward away from the Constitution, freedom, and liberty, and toward global government, global economy, global enslavement, loss of freedom and liberty. And how is it going to happen? Some people say, well, you say you never talk about politics. Friend, issues are not politics. Politics is about Democrats and Republicans and libertarians and various parties. Issues still exist if every politician dies. The issues still stand. And this is an issue of futuristic science enslaving humanity. I'll be talking about it, and then we'll go open line right after this. Just before we went away for break, I was talking about this chipping thing, biochipping. I think it's horrible. I think it's absolutely a complete shredding, absolute shredding of the Constitution. Since we are just about to celebrate the birthday of the United States of America, I thought it appropriate to bring this up because here we are, right before the celebration of the birthday of our country, and something is about to happen that, in my opinion, completely, absolutely, without question, does away with the Constitution. The Constitution is, it doesn't give you any rights. The Constitution doesn't grant you one single right. And that's the difference between the United States Constitution and virtually every other constitution on the planet. The Constitution of the United States is written from the standpoint that you have these rights, and this Constitution guarantees the government cannot infringe upon the rights you already have. And yet, we who live in America know that governments, since, well, at least since World War II, have progressively, steadily marched right over our faces and told us to like it, shredding the Constitution. Whenever we use words like freedom and liberty, what do they mean? Freedom from what? Freedom from oppressive, tyrannical, despotic government. That is what the Constitution was written to protect us from. Freedoms are not granted. Rights are not granted. You have them because you breathe. And if someone is denying them to you, that someone or group of someones is a tyrant, or it is a group of tyrants. By putting biochips in people, everything about them can and will be tracked. Now, you may say, oh, no, it's just for medical purposes, it's just for security so that people can't steal your ID. Nonsense. Do you not realize that all someone has to do to steal that ID is to scan it into memory, duplicate it on another chip, and use it? It's nonsense, but it's being sold that way. It's being sold as a way to help us with medical problems, help us with anti-terrorism, help us so that we don't get our identity, our ID stolen. Well, back on May the 10th, 2002, the first humans ever were implanted with these biochips. And I'm not going to spend a great deal of time here on, as I have a very lengthy article that I pulled out of my files. It's one that I used back in 2002. But I want to read just a part of this. Now, this is referring to a New York Times article. And, well, actually, I'm quoting from a different article than I pulled out from 2002, but this part of it is different. But this is a quote from the CEO of Oracle. You know Oracle, the great software company? In the Times article, I said Rosen, it's Ellison. Rosen is the writer, and he asks this. He says, I had one last question for Larry Ellison. In 20 years, do you think the global database is going to exist, and will it be run by Oracle? Here was Ellison's reply. Ellison is the CEO of Oracle, and he said, I do think it will exist, and I think it's going to be an Oracle database, and we're going to track everything. Well, there goes your right to privacy. There goes almost every personal freedom you have. Now, what has that got to do with July the 4th, 2010? Well, it has this to do with it. On June 25th, 2010, this information came out. The White House is set to propose a new system for authenticating people, organizations, and infrastructure on the web. The online authentication and identity management system would be targeted at the transactional level. For example, when someone logs into the banking website or completes an online e-commerce purchase. Now, so you might say, well, okay, that's a good deal, right? That's because then that way people cannot steal your identity. And I've already just told you how they can. They can steal your identity just by being within a few feet of you with a scanner. You never even know you're being scanned. As you walk past them, it reads the chip information and stores it into their little computer, which they then can write to another chip. Well, what's going to happen is, you see, Congress has given sweeping power to the White House over the Internet. Are you aware of the fact that the president can now seize control of the Internet for up to 4 months at a time? Are you aware of that? Are you aware of the fact that you don't send private emails? There are no such things as private emails. Every email is read, is scanned. Are you aware of that? And now, what they're going to do is force you to have a biometric chip, maybe in a card, but maybe implanted. They're going to force you to have a biometric chip if you plan to do any online banking or paying your bills online or doing any financial transactions online whatsoever. This is a huge leap forward into the arms of global tyranny. So saith the Kevin. We're open line tonight. We will accept your calls, and we'll talk about whatever's on your mind. It is BYOT night. That means bring your own topic. And, you know, you don't have to. You can talk about biochipping if you want to. Since I brought it up and threw that hat into the ring, we can talk about that, but we'll talk about whatever topic you would like to talk about. The telephone numbers are 623-444-5889. That's the main number here in the studio, or you can call me at 888-223-4599. That's the toll-free number in Canada and the USA. If you're outside of Canada and you're outside of the USA, then I don't have a toll-free number out there, but I do have the flash message option on the website. And it's just for you. It's just for people outside of the USA and Canada. So what do you think about this power grab over the Internet? And the fact that you're about to be forced into chipping if this thing goes forward. And if you don't want to talk about that, we'll talk about what's on your mind. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show, your first name, and from where are you calling?
Well, hi, Kevin. This is Perry from San Luis Obispo, California.
Hi, Perry.
I was gonna wait till later to see what the flavor of the topics were, but you picked something that really triggered me to the core.
So you would like to get a biochip, huh?
No way. No way. I'm the staunchest opposite to that you can possibly find on this planet. There is no possible way that they are going to chip me. None. If they do, I'm going to dig it out, or I'm going to find some way to leave the planet, if you get my gist. There is no way they are going to do that to me. And that's all I wanted to say. And I hope you have a nice evening.
Don't go away, Perry. I got a question or two for you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. If the law says that you have to have this or you cannot engage in commerce, that means you can't get a paycheck. That means you can't do
You're
banking.
Absolutely right. I've been seeing this coming for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really that old. I'm only 45, but I've been seeing this since I've been a little boy. And if it comes down to the place where there's no commerce, I will exist just fine.
Well, some of us can. I certainly can. And a lot of folks can, but added to the fact that we would have no commerce available to us, we will be branded as criminals and as threats to national security.
I think that, back in the 50s, they could pull something off like that. In the 60s, even in the 70s, but people are waking up. I don't think they can swing that bat in today's time.
Well, are you aware of the fact that I'm considered a threat to national security?
Oh, sure. Anybody is who has their own mind.
Yeah, this is what's really cool. This is what's really interesting.
You're a good little slave, and you watch your TV, and you regurgitate what they feed you, then you're not a threat to them. But if you're anything other than that, you are a threat to them.
Well, they have a list of the types of people that are threats to national security, and Janet Napolitano added to that list. She added our returning veterans to that list. I mean, what a flaming idiot. Anyway.
Oh, I know.
Think of this. These are the people that have been over there on the front line, putting their lives on the line for this country, and she thinks they are a threat to national security? I mean, that's nuts. But on that list, even before she arrived in Washington to squat upon that throne, people who talk about the Constitution too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, here's the real kicker in this. FEMA put out a film. I downloaded it. They put out a documentary that is about the Constitution and is pro-Constitution. So FEMA now must be considered a threat to national security, according to their list. Is this insane?
It's a thick mire. It's, I honestly believe, there's a few things that I believe, but I honestly believe that the only way out of where we are now is yet one more war. I hate to say that. I just, oh man, it really goes against my grain, but I really believe that that's where it's heading, and the only way that we can come out on top or get past this impasse is to go through that war.
Well, there is one other way, and that is for Americans to just learn how to say, as the Reagans used to tell us we should say,
just say no.
There's so much power in that word. Washington, D.C., would literally defecate down both legs if America says no.
Yeah, Kevin, they got a head start, though. They got two generations of dumb people mostly dumb people. And, I mean, you look around, I look around where I'm working, and now I'm middle-aged, so now I have an equal amount of people on both sides of me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's definitely a difference. And I think that just saying no, there's only a few people that are going to be just saying no. That's what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what they're going to experience it, just like they experience everything else, and then they're going to go, "Ooh, I don't like this," after it becomes implemented, and then there's no way to get out of it except for going in deeper and going for that war. I really believe that's where it's going.
Well, it may be. I hope it doesn't, and I hope enough mushrooms move into the light and learn this very important word, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perry, thanks for the call, man.
Yes, and stock up on food.
Yeah. Stock up on food and a few solar lights and some candles and be ready. All right, we can talk about biochipping. Are you going to get a chip? It's coming. And by the way, it's coming from the White House. You going to get a chip? What do you think about getting a chip? You think that's a good idea? Do you think it would be advantageous to you? If you do, call in and tell us. And tell us why you think it would be advantageous. I don't think it would be, but you can tell us why you think it would. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, Kevin, this is our Rusty from Michigan.
Hello, Rusty.
Oh. Is there, like in the Bible, they talk about, you know, getting this chip, or at least most people attribute it to it in the book of Revelation. Are there any other writings that you know of, such as the Bible or whatever ancient writings there may be, that talk about such thing as in the book of Revelation that might be related to this chip?
No. When I say no, I'm saying no, I'm not aware of any. I'm not saying no, there are none. I'm saying no, I'm not aware of any. Rusty, you want to hang on through the break?
Sure.
All right, hang in there. We'll be back, folks, right after this. We are back, and on the phone with me, I hope he's still with me, is Rusty from Michigan. You still with us, Rusty?
I'm still here.
Rusty, I was saying, I'm not aware of anything in any other ancient texts that relate to the biochipping. And, you know, it's not for certain that biochipping is the mark of the beast. However, I will say this, almost all flavors of conservative Christian theologians have identified it as such. That doesn't mean they're right, but you know, almost all of the conservative theologians of every conservative Christian denomination have identified the biochip as being the mark of the beast.
Right. Well, I got, it brings a couple questions to my mind about it, in that, I'm 53, so I've heard that the Social Security was that, and then the computers were that, and now with this chip, and it says from what I've read, I don't know, it says what, in the hand or in the forehead. Well, I don't think you're necessarily putting those chips in those two places, are they?
Yes, as well as other places. The ones that are used for commerce, and those began to be tested. In other words, instead of taking your debit card to the cashier and using your debit card to get your groceries at the store, you have the chip in your wrist, in your hand. Okay. Right at the, usually on the top side, but it can be on the underside. and you simply run that over the scanner, and it reads that instead of reading the magnetic strip, and it debits your account for the amount. Now, they began to test that in, I believe, 2003, and if I'm not mistaken, it was in Connecticut where they did the first tests of the using it as a means of commerce. And I don't know about the forehead, but I do know that they are implanting these in the back of people's necks. But those are primarily the ones being used for medical purposes.
Okay. Now, there's one more thing, and this kind of gets a little far out, but maybe not, is it says that whoever takes this mark, and assuming it's this chip, says that they won't be saved, at least, you know, most are saying in the first round they may be saved later, but, you know, but let's say a baby takes it unwillingly, I mean, you know, they have no choice in the matter. But I was kind of thinking of that, how that relates to a UFO maybe, and if some are talking like, you know, when a catastrophe hits, if it does, that some may be taken out with motherships may come and take some or whatever may be the case. Maybe these chips, they can't be taken aboard if they have these chips.
Well, it could be. I just don't know. I do know that it is a very heated topic among theologians. And those that are of the conservative stripe are really against it. Not sort of against it, but very against it. That would, see, when I say conservative, that's not really a good word. There's not a good description. Those who think that the Bible is the Word of God. Now, some of those are charismatic. Some of those are Pentecostal. Some are Baptist. Some are Protestants. But it's the group that value the Bible as being the Word of God. And they equate, most of them, equate the chip with being the mark of the beast. I can think, you know, whether a person is religious or not, I can think of, oh, about a half a mile of reasons why we should not be chipped.
Yes. I agree. I have the same feeling. I don't want to take that, you know, chip either, but I just got a feeling they may force people to take it, you know, and then I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you, I don't know, there's just all kinds of scenarios. I guess we don't know what's going to happen with it, but it's...
Well, look, let me tell you one thing that's pretty interesting. Since you brought up this thing about the book of Revelation and what it says, and that a lot of people think this chip may be the mark of the beast. If you read what it says in Revelation about the people who take that mark, whatever that mark is, it turns into tumors.
Okay, I had not. Is there a word in there that translates as tumors or something?
Well, it's translated. It depends on which English version you have. In most of them, it translates it as boils. But if you look up the Greek word and its definition, it's the same as tumors. And so these chips are what are called RFID chips, radio frequency identification chips. They are transmitting, and you put radio frequency, that's radiation, under your skin and leave it there for a period of time, you got to expect you're going to have some kind of problem. They're even talking about cell phones causing brain tumors simply because we're holding them close to our heads and we're doing so too long every day. Okay, and that's cell phones. Now put radio frequency under your skin and leave it there 24/7 and see what happens.
Well, that'd be a good way to get depopulation, wouldn't it?
Well, it would. It would, yeah.
But
What do you think about this? What do you think about what Mr. Ellison from the Oracle Corporation had to say? He says, I do think this worldwide database, global database, he says, I do think it will exist, and I think it's going to be an Oracle database, and we're going to track everything.
I don't like the idea of it. I mean, to put that much control to a few people is, you know, it's going to be disastrous for everyone. Except for the people who, even disastrous for the people who have the control. I mean.
Well, yeah, there will be certain people exempt from the rules, of course.
Well.
By the way, Mr. Ellison offered to build this for the United States government free of charge.
Why would he do that?
Why do you think? So that puts them in control of everybody on the planet.
Oh, man. What a world we live in, huh?
Let me give you the secret word, friend. No.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, just say no, and I guess... What more can you do, really? I mean, at this point, you can't fight what they have with violence. What would it do you?
No, you can't. You know, as I look at it, when they bring me to the point of saying, okay, you got to take the chip, or you can't do any commerce, you can't buy, you can't sell... that means I'm going to die. Okay? Well, I'm going to die anyway. So let's see. Do I want to die free or a slave? Okay, I'll take free.
Right. So would I. But, you know, it's easier said now than when that comes. But.
Well, I don't know. I have faced situations where it was certain I was going to die. And it just worked out that I didn't. And for me... Telling me that I'm going to die? Come on, you got to come up with a better threat than that.
Well, that's the biggest threat on the planet because that's what most everybody tries to avoid, you know. So for the majority, that will work.
You're right. For the majority, it will. It will.
Those who are enlightened or, as you say, you know, they won't accept it. So.
Well, listen, thanks for the call. It's been very interesting and enlightening. Thank you. 623-444-5889 is the main number here in the studio. And Open Line Live is an excellent time for you to call because we have more telephone time available. You know, we get more calls in, and we can talk a little bit longer, too. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Oh, this is John from Mesa, Arizona.
Well, hello, John.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. I sure missed you on your week off, but glad you had time off.
Oh, if I hadn't taken some time off, I would be dead. I had to get some rest.
Yeah, I understand completely. Hey, comment. Let's see. I'm looking at copies of the Washington Post and copies of the USA Today. September, let's see, 2007, and I knew I'd read this stuff up, so while you were talking to the other gentleman, I looked it up again, and there were studies done by, let's see, Keith Johnson, a retired toxicologist and pathologist, explains the studies that were done back as far as 1996 on chips that they put into dogs and the skyrocketing cancers that they're now coming up in these dogs that have chips in them. But the powers that be have failed to mention this, along with the process of chipping all of us. Probably because they stand to either kill us off or make money on the cancer that we're going to be paying for to fight.
Well, not only can we say the powers that be, listen to this. On April the 4th, 2002, ADSX, that's the name of a company, announced that it had received written guidance that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, let's call them who they are, all right, the FDA, does not consider VeriChip's personal verification device to be a regulated medical device. So, in other words, the FDA is just not going to pay any attention to this.
Right, and so you have really no source other than digging it up on your own from the people that have done the studies, like the dog chips and the animal chips, because the federal branch of the government that is supposed to protect us has decided that it's not going to protect us.
Yeah, I mean, for all the world, it appears, I'm not saying it's happened, I'm saying it appears, they've been bought off. That's what it looks
exactly
like.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Somebody's getting a lot of money, and we're the ones getting into the seat of the pants again, or the wrist or the head or wherever.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. And by the way, along with all of this, you are aware that they're planning on changing the name of the country from USA to BOHICA.
Well, I hope there's still enough red-blooded Americans that'll fight that, but that remains to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, John, listen, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate you bringing that information to us.
All right. Good talking to you.
All right. 623-444-5889 or toll-free 888-223-4599. It's quite an interesting thing, really, when you stop and think about it. Caller, are you willing to hang on through the break?
Yes.
All right, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It's Open Line Live tonight. So far, we've been talking about the biochipping, but we will talk about whatever's on your mind. All you have to do is bring your own topic. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin from Beaverton.
Hi, Kevin.
I don't really see much of a problem with this biochip.
Okay, why not?
Well, it sounds more like a convenience trend to me. I don't see a problem with it, but I don't see much of a need for it either.
Well, consider this. Once you have it, everywhere you go, the government's watching. They're tracking you. Every penny you spend, they're tracking it. Everything you do, even your heart rate, they're tracking it. Couple that with the fact that you have a device under your skin that's radiating energy and is doing it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and your chances of cancer are phenomenally higher. You think that would be good?
The cancer part, I don't mind, personally.
What is it you don't mind?
Everything but the cancer part.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, that's where, you know, you and I see it differently. I like freedom.
It's like I have nothing to hide, but of course I find it, what they'd be searching for me would be a waste of their time, and I just find that humorous.
Well, see, I don't have anything to hide either. I'm an ex-cop. I'm excessively legal. On the other hand, I live in a country that has a constitution that has a Fourth Amendment, and it says that they don't have a right to do searches and seizures unless ordered by the court. And it says that your right to be secure in your papers, in your home, in your possessions, in your property, shall not be infringed by the government. And this biochip absolutely blows the Fourth Amendment away. Look, when a cop stopped me on the interstate not long after I got back from overseas, he asked me if I knew why he stopped me, and I said no. And he said, well, you were speeding. And I said, well, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't watching the speedometer, so I don't contest that. If you say I was speeding, I was. I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to have to write you a ticket. Okay. So he writes the ticket. And then he says, and of course, he's got my driver's license, and he says, Mr. Smith, if you will, step out of the car for a moment. Okay. So I stepped out of the car. He said, do you mind if I look in your car? I said, yes, I mind. And he said, well, why? What have you got to hide? I said, nothing. He said, you have something illegal in your car? I said, no. Well, if you don't have anything illegal in your car, you have nothing to hide, why do you care if I look? I said, I don't hide anything illegal in my bed, but you're not going to sleep with me. And then he said, are you a cop? And I said, yeah, I am. And then we had a conversation, and he did something else illegal. He tore up the ticket. All right, you have a right. Under our Constitution, the government is prohibited from just coming into your house and searching everything, from just coming into your car and searching everything. You have a right to be free from intrusive government. With that chip, that right is gone. But, I mean, you know, if it doesn't bother you, well, I mean, you know, you'll do well in the new system because it's coming. But that does bother me because I truly, strongly believe in the Constitution.
That's understandable.
And, you know, if the government can intrude into everything down to your heartbeat, you are no longer free. And they need, at that point, they need to take down the Statue of Liberty, haul down the red, white, and blue, and admit what they are. They are everything Lenin had hoped to be. And I, you know, that's I think that's very realistic. I think that's where we're headed. In fact, there are articles appearing in newspapers in the former Soviet Union where they are appalled at our rapid descent into Stalinism. We are, the world is shocked and appalled at our nosedive into totalitarian government. But Americans are not. Americans seem to be, oh, well, yeah, it's okay. But, you know, I believe also in majority rule. So if the majority of Americans want totalitarian government, as apparently they do, then that's what we'll get. Okay, Kevin, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
All right, 623-444-5889 is the toll-free number. I'm sorry, it is the main number. The toll-free number is 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, good evening, Kevin. It's Terry from Ohio.
Hello, Terry.
Hi. You know, that saying, you know, the powers to be, you know, that's kind of getting old. The powers, I more or less see them as the powers who want to be. And I see that they're you know, basically, they're doing their last-ditch effort to control us. And I think they're going to fall flat on their face, you know, and the powers of be, you know, are going to be no more.
I don't think so.
You think they're going to do it?
They're going to do it. And they're going to do it because the majority of America Just don't care. It's okay.
Yeah, but, well, you say that now because they're content, okay? They're happy, they're going through this stuff, and they're slowly introducing this stuff. But at some point, they're going to go too far, okay? And then the people are going to go, wait a minute.
It'll be too late. How are you going to overthrow it then?
Well, you know, we got 350 million people, you know. What are they going to do, shoot us all?
Could be. You do realize that if martial law is declared, it won't be American troops enforcing it.
Well, yeah, I've heard that, you know, we've got foreign troops here, you know.
There will be 490,000 foreign troops in the first wave of enforcement.
Mm-hmm. It still doesn't mean that we won't fight and...
Can't win.
Well, you can't. We mean you can't win. I mean,
you can't win.
How many wars? You know, we couldn't win against Hitler. You know, we couldn't.
Yeah. But you're thinking in terms of we put our entire military might behind winning. When the entire military might is behind suppressing you, you're not going to win.
Yeah. Okay, Kevin. But think about this. We've got a very strong military, and some of them are maybe controlled beyond return, but the vast majority of them are still thinking clear-headed people.
Who owns and in whose possession are all of the really advanced weapons that we've got? It won't be the soldier on the ground.
Yeah, but when they see what they're doing to their families in America...
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a fight. You're not going to win.
But our military comes, you know, sees this happen. I mean, how many generals have we had quit because they're sick of this crap and they know what's going on?
And did it stop it? No, it didn't stop it, did it?
No, but they're quitting.
And it didn't stop it. You're not understanding. It doesn't matter how many of them quit. It doesn't matter that... three-quarters of our military would perhaps be against all of that. That doesn't matter. What matters is who's in control of the advanced weapons.
Yeah, but our military is in control of...
Not if they turn against the military command.
General, sergeant...
No, if they turn... No. If they turn against the... If there's a mutiny, then they basically walk out with whatever they can carry. They don't get to take the satellites with them. They don't get to take the tanks with them. They don't get to take the pulse energy weapons with them. They might get to take their sidearm with them. All right, we're going to break, and we'll be back, folks, right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it's Open Line Live. I threw something on the table that apparently touched a lot of nerves out there, and that is this biochipping thing. A lot of people have an interest in this, and that's a good thing. People need to be talking about it, pro or con. But, you know, now you may totally disagree with me on this, but I think that even talking in terms, thinking in terms of some kind of military action to overthrow the paradigm, first of all, why would you want violence? Second, I just don't think you've got any chance, not even a tinker's damn chance of success with that. That's not the way to success. The way to success is folks have to be awake and alert now to what's at stake. And then, you know, there is such a thing as a peaceful revolution. And we can have peaceful revolution and be quite successful with it. But it's the idea of military action Not a chance. Look, the best general in the Civil War here in the United States, the best general the U.S. Army had at West Point, the smartest war tactician was Robert E. Lee. And both sides admitted that. But did Robert E. Lee's side win? No. So, you know, just saying that you would have, look, they had tons of people that left West Point and went with the South. Tons stayed. You had the military everywhere, all over the country, splitting up, and part of them going with the South, part of them staying with the Union. And even if you had that, you've already seen this thing played out before. You already know how this is going to go. Violence can't win this. Okay? You have to fight them with something they can't fight back against. You should read a book called The Art of War. It's written centuries and centuries ago by a military general that, after all these centuries, is considered to be the best general who ever lived, the smartest general who ever lived. And with The Art of War, written by Sun Tzu, you learn you never hit them where they're strong. Never. So, you wouldn't want to take on the strongest military power on the planet with military power. You don't hit them where they're strong. You know where they're weak? We still have a system where they have to ask us for a job. And if the American people will wake up and not be idiots, they will realize that they are the employers. But the biochipping is coming, unless we all say no. And it is coming. Of course, you know, you saw how when Americans, the majority of Americans, said no on one issue recently, you saw how Congress said, doesn't matter what you want, you're going to take this. And Congress passed it anyway. But they might get away with that once. I don't think they get away with it twice. And so, you know, I think learning the power of the word no is very important. And but this biochipping is going to be proposed. Let's see. I think there's a timeline here that tells us when they plan to propose this. Very, very soon. They have already been talking this up. For instance, the White House Cybersecurity Coordinator, Howard Schmidt, delivered the opening keynote speech at the Semantic Government Symposium 2010 in Washington on Tuesday of this week, and he was talking this up. And what he said was that, well, you can't just give everybody an ID card and expect that they're going to know how to use it and that everything's going to be okay. There has to, you have to build something called the identity ecosystem. And then he goes on to talk about how you do that. So, anyway, it's Open Line Live, and whatever you want to talk about, please feel free. It is on open line night. It is open. Now, you do understand, I mean, you get to say what you want to say. I get to say what I want to say. It doesn't mean we'll always agree, but ain't it fun? All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Stefan in Quebec City, Kevin.
Hello, Stefan.
Hi, Kevin. Kevin, I'm just going to say what I want to say here real quick, but I know you're not a man of faith.
No, that's not true.
Okay.
I'm not a religious man.
All right. Well, it appears that the events going on in the world right now, I find it amazing and so surreal and good that the United States seems to be in the center of it all. Because you guys, Americans, speaking as a Canadian, you really are the light of the world. And where you go in the future, I think the rest of the world will follow, not because of an ego thing, but because you hold most of the science, the popularity, everything else. And if these events were written about thousands of years ago in an ancient book, it appears that everything is going to plan as it was written. I'm not sure what is going to happen to fix what is going on wrong in the world right now, but I really do think that, as you said, engaging the military with military force is not going to work for us. I think that will work against us. And I'm hoping, personally, that some sort of outside intervention is going to happen, or else an inner wake-up call that people are going to have that is just going to switch things around at the last second. But I have faith in this thing. It's really tough to have faith because things are nuts.
Oh, well, time is out of joint. The inmates are now running the asylum, and it's absolute insanity. Nothing but insanity flows like rivers from D.C. these days. But having said that, yes, I think better days are ahead, but not before we have some truly, truly awful days. I think we're going to go through. We're starting into them right now. And if people can't see that, they're blind. We're starting into some excessively horrible times. And it's going, I think, to get really, really, really challenging. And nothing is going to be as we knew it. However, on the other side of this, things are going to be okay. I think these corrupt, lying, low-life, money-grubbing politicians, and that's not all politicians, but it's about 99% of them. I think these people are going to see their paradigm, their system, that they are right now just, they're peddling like crazy trying to make this thing work. They're going to see it collapse under the weight of its own corruption. And I mean, it'll be a colossal global collapse.
I agree.
And guess who's still going to be here? Everybody they think are the little people.
Yep.
No one at the top actually matters. You know that. In every organization, it's the people on the ground that make the organization work. Nobody at the top actually matters. If the CEO of a company dies, they elect a new one that night, and things go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no one at the top actually matters, but they're doing their level best to make sure we think they matter and to make sure we think they are powerful and important. But no one is powerful. No powerful people are more powerful than the rest of us let them be.
That's right. Well, whatever they have planned, Kevin, I just hope that people will stay true to themselves and that they have the courage to resist from taking the what could be the wrong path. I know for myself I'm not going to get chipped. No way.
Well, I'm not going to be chipped. And you know, if they tie me down and put a chip in me, as soon as they untie my hands, that chip's coming out.
Yep, same here.
If I have to bite it out.
Kevin, great topic, and I'm looking forward to what the rest of the listeners say. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. 623-444-5889. or toll-free 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. First name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Brian from Burnaby.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah, I was just thinking, with all these iris scans that they have at the airports and I guess the fingerprints, that gives you a unique number that is you as well, so you don't even have to be chipped. It's with you all the time.
Yeah, there are ways to identify us, and there are ways to protect our identity that are every bit as good as and even better than this chip. But this chip has one thing and only one thing going for it that those other methods don't have. It transmits 24/7. It tells whoever's watching, whether you're awake, whether you're asleep, whether you're running, walking, it tells them every time you buy something, and 24/7 it tells them exactly where you're located.
Well, one thing in my research, I found out that these chips are activated, the readers activated by a 13.7 megahertz signal. And building an oscillator for people interested in electronics anyway is fairly easy. And just like some people would build oscillators to fool the radar detectors, you could build one for the chip as well. Or I guess you could surround the chip with tinfoil, a tinfoil hat that really works, and prevent the reader from accessing it that way.
Well, that might be possible, but it's also possible for someone to build a reader and to steal your identity just as you walk past them. And they look, think of it like this. Let's say that that organized crime in any city decides they are going to steal IDs and that they're going to use those to empty bank accounts. Well, they could do it. They're doing it now, and they could do it then. All they have to do is build a reader, install it in a newsstand. As you walk past the newsstand or walk up to buy a newspaper or a magazine, the thing is picking up your chip, and there you go. They store the information, and then if they decide they need to, that you've got a lot of money and they want to empty your account, they've got your information. They can do it.
Well, and in fact, that is being done now because there were a number of people in, for instance, in one of our shopping centers here that the criminals replaced the card reader for the debit cards with their own little machine, which collected the information, and then they were just able to come by and collect all the PIN numbers out of it. So,
yeah,
the present system already does that as well.
Mm-hmm. And this, actually, the chip makes it easier. Because all you have to do is walk past it.
I've one thing I've done over the years is collect the odd gold coin, and I'm thinking, you know, if you need to buy and sell, maybe there's a lot of people out there with a little gold or a little silver and some junk jewelry or whatever that they can use to trade with, and perhaps there'll be a huge underground black market just like there was back in the Soviet Union days.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think there will be, because there's going to be a significant number of people who resist this chip. But a lot of people are not going to resist this chip for long, because, you know, it's easy for me to resist it, because I don't have, you know, my son is not in this country for very good reasons. My son is not in this country because I want him growing up free. And but if you're looking into the eyes of your children and they're starving because you won't take the chip, guess what you're probably going to do? At some point, you'll take the chip. I mean, that's the way it will go. I don't mean you personally, but I mean, you know, that's the way it will go with a lot of people.
Yeah, and when the money system didn't work, you know, the official exchange rate in the Soviet Union, people went to bartering, right? They wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Barter anything that was worth, you know, a sheep for, I guess, some other kinds of food, or for furniture, whatever it took.
Mm-hmm.
People can still barter, and I think it just takes a whole number of things. I think even a thing as like the no-fly list. If enough people get on that no-fly list, if you've got a hundreds of thousands of people on a no-fly list, the system will break down, and somebody will have to do something somewhere, because now there's a bunch of stranded people who can't get off the list and even can't clear their name, even though they are not the terrorists that the no-fly list claims they are.
Most people on the no-fly list are not terrorists. And the ACLU, who I roundly detest most of the time, the ACLU has now announced a lawsuit against the federal government over this no-fly list. And this is one case I want to see the ACLU be victorious on, because the no-fly list is a joke. I mean, how can I say this? If a terrorist wants you, he doesn't have to fly. If a terrorist wants you, he'll get you. And there's not any government on this planet that can protect you from a terrorist if that terrorist wants you.
And I think the no buy and sell list without the chip may also end up with the... But say, if enough people just get on it, it society won't grind to halt any more than it did in the Soviet Union. People will just work their way around it via barter or gold and silver and those kind of things.
Well, yes, I think non-participation in the system, just saying no, will eventually bring this tyrannical system down. I think that's what will happen. I think it will collapse under the weight of its own corruption. And but there, yeah, we're going to go through those times. I think we will.
Yeah, it's been great talking to you again, Kevin.
All right, thanks. All right. I think we're going to go through some tough times. But hey, I'm tough, aren't you? Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is John and Mesa again, if you'll let me in one more quick comment.
Sure.
About a year ago, there was a patent applied for in Europe, I think it was Switzerland, that would allow these Vera chips to have cyanide or something else put in them so that it could be triggered remotely and kill you. The idea was that way they could control criminals, but... who's to say who's got that kind of air chip in them?
Well, I would think that if you had a chip in you and they decided that they wanted to transmit something to you that could kill you, I think they probably could. And
so it's that all about that control issue we keep talking about.
Yeah.
If they don't like what you do, they do away with you remotely.
Well, and then, look, here's another thing. You're talking to me, and I can assure you that there are some folks in the government that don't like me. Okay? I know they don't. That's okay with me. I don't like them. Some of them. Here you are. You're calling into the show, and you're talking to me under this new system. Well, maybe they don't want to kill you. They just want to send you a message. So they turn your chip off, and tomorrow when you go to put gasoline in your car or to buy your lunch, your chip won't work. You cannot access your money. You can't buy. And they just send you a little message that way.
Yep, it's all about control, and they want it, and they want to take it away from us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they're going to. They're going to try.
I think the other gentleman was talking, and you were talking about bartering there for a little bit, and I think we did bartering years ago, bartering of services, and so much of the population, especially in the business world, is familiar with the bartering system, and so those who don't have chips, we don't need a great big network to barter for basic services. Basically, all we need is food and water.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get those two items, then we can camp out under a tree, we can sleep on the grass, we can sleep on the rocks if we have to.
And here in Arizona, it'll be the rocks.
Well, as long as we can stay away from the cactus, I think I could tolerate a few rocks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna get quite interesting, I'm sure of it. John, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Ross in the United Kingdom has sent me a flash message, and he says, who the heck gave the U.S. president the keys to the Internet? I'll tell you who. The United States Congress. The whole point of the Internet is that it bypasses most governmental censorship. Not anymore. Not in the UK, and not here in the USA. It used to give the common man a voice. Yes, it did. A biochip to use it? No, thank you. I will quite happily up sticks to somewhere remote, away from the hands of government and society, and grow my own food. Congratulations, Ross. I applaud you, sir. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Oops. Hang on, caller. Let the pilot push the right button. All right. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, it's Mike from Kentucky.
Hello, Mike. We have a break coming up here in about 30 seconds. You want to hang on through the break?
Sure will.
All right. Go ahead and start your question or comment. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, it's too late now. Hang on. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I do not, under any circumstances, promote violence. I want you to know that. It is possible to resist by simply being the individual the Constitution says you are, and the government has no right to stop you from being. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and it is open line tonight, and we will talk about whatever's on your mind, but apparently this thing about biochipping in order to have cyber security, this is touching nerves, and I think it should. We have Mike on the line. Mike, we are back. What's on your mind this evening?
Well, one of the things, Kevin, is that everybody's so wound up over the biochipping, which is the ultimate end. But they tend to forget that cell phones, automobiles with computers in them, credit cards, all of these things are already chipped, and they can track you from about anywhere. If you carry a credit card, they follow you. If you put the credit card up and move around without a credit card or cell phone, you ride a bicycle, you might be able to get around, but if you use any of the modern computerized conveniences, they know where you are all the time.
You're exactly right, and it's one of the reasons I don't use a cell phone. However, the difference between all of that and biochipping is once they chip you, you can't put it up.
That's right.
You can't, you know, if I want to leave my credit card at home and I don't use a cell phone, and I don't have any electronic stuff they can track, and I want to get on a bicycle and go somewhere, I can do that. When you've got a biochip in you, it goes with you.
That's correct. And they, they cannot track you without any of this stuff, but with it, they can track you, and if they want to, they can either shut you down, as you said earlier, and cut off all of your electronic banking and things of this nature, or they can turn the frequency up on that thing and roast you.
Well, I guess with a cell phone, maybe they could do that. With a biochip, all they have to do is turn the frequency up and not roast you, but just turn it up enough that it causes tumors, cancer.
It can also cause, it's been seen with the ultrasound aspect, that they can cause strokes and heart attacks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they, and of course, they've already got the device that they can aim at you right now and dial in the right frequency, and it'll stop your heart. And that's without a biochip. But with a biochip, it's even easier. And they can literally track every step you take. Now, there are people who say, well, it's for your protection. You know what?
No, it isn't.
Well, even if it is, I don't care. I don't want to be that protected. I want to live, and I want to live free, and I will.
Yeah, you and I both. And at my advanced age, I'm not too concerned about them trying to chip me, because I probably don't have that much longer to go on this planet. And if they do, I'll resist them, but not at the cost of spilling their blood. That's just not me.
Well, no, and, you know, like I say, if they chip me, then just as soon as I'm free enough to move, I'll bite that chip out.
That thing will be put in so deep, Kevin, that you'll have a hard time. It'd have to be surgically removed.
Well, I'll believe me. Listen, I had my eyes operated on without anesthesia.
Yep.
And, you know, whatever I have to do, I will do to unchip me.
Well, you know what it says? It said, if thy left hand offend thee, cut it off.
Well, I don't know that I would do it because that's in the Bible, but I certainly would do it because I don't want a chip.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Basically, I'm going to live free until I don't.
That's right.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You and I see things a whole lot alike. Not totally, but, you know, a whole lot of things we agree on. And chipping is something I've always been resistful of. But people that don't have problems with the idea of chipping really shouldn't wait till they come get them. They ought to just go on down, take their dogs, cats, and their, all their animals, and get them chipped and all at the same time.
Yeah, and get themselves chipped, and their wives and their kids. And
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way they won't have to worry about it until the Congress or the banking industry or somebody says, shut them off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They'll find out what it's all about.
Well, if the increased, vastly increased risks of cancer don't get them first. Yeah. All right, Mike, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it much. How are things going in the chat room?
Well, they've been having sort of nice, vigorous debates over this chip thing in there, but I kind of wish that Kevin from up in Canada would have come in the chat room, but so far he hasn't shown up.
Well, look, there are a lot of people out there who think it's okay. You know, I don't think it's okay. There are a lot of people who do. And if the majority of America thinks that it's okay, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, man, thanks for the call. 623-444-5889 is the number. And the toll-free number, 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, this is Tony from Denver.
Hello, Tony.
Today, NASA said it was postponing the final two space shuttle launches before the program is finally phased out.
And for what reason?
Well, you know, an excuse about having, you know, not the right parts to go up after, you know, they've already postponed it before. It was supposed to go up this month, the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
But my question for you, Kevin, is one of the mission is for the Alpha Magnetic Spectrometer,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted to know how that is related to the dark matter.
You know, I'm not sure. I did watch a documentary where the astronauts were talking about that, but I have to confess that I don't remember really what they said about it. I remember the name of the spectrometer, and I remember them talking about what the mission was for, and I honestly don't remember anything else they said about it. So, but let me ask you this. Did you know that NASA has confirmed at least part of what everybody calls the 911 conspiracy theories?
Oh, you mean the disintegration of the towers?
Well, the conspiracy theories take many, many different forms. But one of the factors that has been talked about in all of those theories is that licensed, seasoned commercial airline pilots that fly 757s and 767s have said over and over that the aircraft is simply not capable of attaining the speeds that the official report says they were flying when they hit those towers. At sea level, they cannot attain those speeds, and NASA has now confirmed that's true.
Wow, that's pretty shocking, Kevin. I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, just that bit of news just came out today, and so that means, you know, the theory of the official theory of how it all happened is dependent upon those aircraft being flown at those speeds in order to cause that damage. And so now that's one of, and probably the most crucial main pillar of the official story, has been kicked out from under it.
Wow. Hey, well, Kevin, I sure like your show, and I'm really glad tonight I got to follow Mike.
Well, I'm glad you called. And
true honor for me.
Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, 623-444-5889, or toll free at 888-223-4599. Let's see here. We have a flash message from Davey in the United Kingdom. We'll get to it right after this call. All right, caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Jerry from Las Vegas.
Hello, Jerry.
I was wondering, are you familiar with the time traveler John Titor?
Yes, I am.
I was wondering, do you think that us actually going to a foreign government as the American people and asking for their help, like the Russian government, who seems to be one of the more freer countries right now in the world, do you think that would be beneficial for us to appeal to them for some kind of help like he talked about in his story?
Well, it depends on what we're asking them for help to do. The United States government has now asked for international help with this oil disaster. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. You know, with something like that, heck, anybody that's got the answer, bring it on. It doesn't matter who they are or where they're from. If they've got the answer, bring it on. But it depends on what we ask other nations to help us with. If it's a case of a large number of the American people asking a foreign power to help us because we're being oppressed by our government, I don't think so. Our government can oppress us right up until the second, and not one second past the point where the majority of the country says, no, we've had enough. And then,
I understand that. It just seems so hopeless with the way that everybody's plugged into the mainstream media and they're so chemically lobotomized with the fluoride in the water and all the absolute crud in the food. And, you know, the one thing I can see of that would be a solution to this is hope for an X-flare that destroys all technology on the planet.
A hope for what?
An X-flare, a large solar flare that would send a lot of electromagnetic radiation that would fry out all electronic circuits.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that would kind of destroy most of the technology, so therefore most of their means, their tyranny would also be ended.
Well, that might happen, but then again, they might use that as an excuse for even more iron-fisted, steel-booted oppression. Actual boots on the ground, guns in your face oppression. It could go either way. But I'll tell you this, if the technology suddenly blinks out, the vast majority of the Western world, not just this country, but the Western civilizations, will be Mad Max by morning.
I agree with that. It would be a scary situation, but with what it looks like is coming down the pike here from our own government, it's even more scary. And I'm a former Marine, and I got out of the Marine Corps in 2006, and when I went in 2002, they actually gave us a 36 questionnaire, and one of the questions was the dreaded, will you shoot American citizens if you're ordered to? And I answered yes on that, and there were two deployments to Iraq while I was in, and I never left Southern California on a non-deployable unit.
All right, I want you to hang on through the break. Will you do that?
Not a problem.
All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this. And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. On the line with me from Las Vegas is Jerry. Jerry, you have mentioned that you did the standard 36 question questionnaire that the Marine Corps gives you at induction. And one of the questions is, would you fire on American citizens if ordered to do so? And you answered yes. Would you really do that?
No, sir. The reason I answered yes to that question was in hopes if such an eventuality were to occur that I could then find out who they got that order from and summarily execute for treason who gave me that order and then go to their commanding officer and proceed my way up the chain.
There you go. How many... My dad was a Marine. He's dead now, but he was a Marine. How many Marines do you think who answer yes meant yes?
I would probably say 25%, even more so, because even when I was in boot camp back in 2002, about a third of my platoon were not American citizens, and they received their citizenship upon graduation.
Mm-hmm.
So our military is full of foreigners, and most of our military that says they will not fire on American citizens get the immediate send-off to Iraq or Afghanistan or to an overseas base.
Yeah.
It's just really disturbing. And when I was in, I worked on the airfield, and I had an above top secret clearance, and because I was refueling helicopters and some experimental aircraft. And if, for those of us who think this stuff is not planned out, I started stockpiling things when I was in the Marine Corps because this stuff was written in the documents, and it's very, very scary what they plan on doing.
It occurs to me that this is quite advantageous to the New World Order power elite to keep our military strung out and tied down in Iraq and Afghanistan and anywhere else they can find a fight, so that they're not here to defend their own homes. And would I be on target or off target with that?
Oh, you're 100% on target. And not just that, but those people in the military have their families here on military bases when they're overseas. And if there were to be a big crackdown or any kind of an insurrection or whatever where the military might want to try and rise up overseas, well, they have their families hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and that's kind of really all I wanted to bring up. And if anybody out there has any kind of a solution, or you do, to what we could do, I'm open for suggestions.
I have one. Get a list of absolutely every elected person in Washington, D.C., and work day and night to fire them.
We're working on doing that here in the state of Nevada. We've already, with our governor and with the midterm elections, we're doing all that we can.
Yeah, and this isn't politics, folks. I'm not talking Democrats, Republicans, or independents, or libertarians. I'm talking about the people who are sitting there allowing this to, not just allowing it, but causing it to happen. And they work for you. They're getting a paycheck from you. And by the way, if they don't like their paycheck, they just have a vote and force you to pay them more. Thanks for the call. All right. Outstanding call. All right. To the flash message from Davey in the United Kingdom. Hello, Kevin, here in the UK, as you probably know. A leading world leader in telecommunications monitored the public without their permission. When they rumbled, they didn't say sorry. They merely stated that the next time they would inform us. This practice is also indicative of certain internet providers and acts as a precursor, which helps acclimate the public for what's to come. We must develop the skills to enable us to uncover what's hidden in plain sight. As the chip is only one step away, saying no happens at the beginning, not at the end. Many thanks, Davey. You are absolutely correct, Davey. The only time you can say no is at the beginning. It's too late once you say, well, let's see, we'll try, and we'll see how it goes. And then once it goes and you are in chains, it is too late to say no. Look, in Nazi Germany, the majority of the people at the beginning were not Nazis. They didn't agree with the Nazis. They strongly disagreed with the direction things were going personally. But they didn't rise up and stop it. And look what happened. Now, today, Germany is 1,000,000,000% different and away from and opposed to all of that stuff that went on with the Nazis. It's not the same Germany at all. If you want to find a place that is really anti-Nazi, you go to Germany. Those folks absolutely detest the Nazis. But at the beginning, nobody really stood up and did much because Adolf Hitler was saying all kinds of wonderful things about what he was going to do for their economy and all these things he was going to do for the German people and for the nation. And everybody sort of, even if they didn't like some of the stuff that was in their platform, they just sat back and you see what happened. The only time you can actually say no is right at the beginning. Davey, you're right on target. You have to say no right at the beginning. Well, chipping is, I'm absolutely certain, coming. And it's being promoted by the White House. And in fairness, let me tell you that very powerful people in the Republican Party, as well as powerful people in the Democratic Party, are stepping to the plate and speaking in favor of this. All right? So what you've got is a homogeneous insanity. And there's not much difference at all, if any, between the two parties when it comes to this insanity. A two-party system, well, let's see. What is that, 50% better or 50% worse than the one-party system the Soviet Union had? Think about that. 4th of July is coming up. Everybody's going to be waving flags and showing pictures of eagles. But that's not what it's about. It's about the Constitution. Without the Constitution, there is no United States of America. The Constitution, July the 4th is all about the Constitution. Maybe it would be a good idea for you to read the Constitution. Read it. It's not long, and it's not difficult, and it may just surprise you that it primarily tells the government to back the heck off and leave the people alone. That's the Constitution. It doesn't grant you rights. It tells the government to leave you alone because you have rights. July the 4th. A lot of Americans are listening to me, and a lot of people who are not Americans still kind of celebrate the July the 4th because that's all about freedom. July the 4th is not about anything but freedom. It's not about anything but the Constitution. So, on July the 4th, spend a little time and read your Constitution. If you don't have it, I'm going to put a link on the website. It'll be up by tomorrow where you can download your copy of the Constitution of the United States of America. It's unique among constitutions. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.